Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every day I will seek your face.
Thank you for tuning into YouSwap Radio. Stay tuned for a special message from Leivon Breland.
Want to work for a kingdom organization? Have regular phone and internet access? Have a creative mind? Willing to give God your best? Congratulations! You are qualified to join our team. Campaigns initiatives including our Theological Institute, missions, and more. Our team of governance in finance and administration. Our team of Edmarket involving information technology and marketing operations. Help spread the gospel globally. Urban Glory Campaigns is a faith-based corporation for global leadership. Our organization aims to minister to industries, communities, congregations, and cultures that do not look to the organization because of its religious background, but to the principles taught by our founder that reaches the very hearts of mankind regardless of religious, political or socioeconomic backgrounds. With deep-rooted convictions, our message is a provoker of change. Experience the glory.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Selena Olivia, host of Spirit Straight Talk Radio and president of Urban Glory Campaigns. On behalf of Leivon Breland, the founder of Urban Glory Campaigns, I want to personally extend an invitation to join our team. Call our Human Resource Office today at 641-715-3800, extension 2966445. The number again is 641-715-3800, extension 2966445.
Attention Maryland, D.C., and Virginia residents. The last two Wednesdays of every month, Urban Glory Campaign's biblical focus group, the Rhema Group, meets at 7 p.m. Dominion Academy with Selena Olivia for training and discussion in foundational truths. And Ambassador Academies with Urban Glory Campaign's ecclesiastical leader, Leivon Breland, with training for ministry leaders. Check us out online at www.myspace.com/RGRU. That's www.myspace.com/RGRU. Or call us at 641-715-3800, extension 91120. The Rhema Group, Revelation Unveiled.
Hello there, YouSwap listeners. This is Selena Olivia, president of Urban Glory Campaign, host of Spirit Straight Talk Radio, standing in for Dr. Breland for a brief second, just to give you a heads up on what's coming up in this particular broadcast. There are some changes to the scheduling, which has already been posted online, for some of you who already looked online on the main webpage, urbanglorycampaigns.web.com, concerning the change of schedule. Dr. Breland will be coming on in a few moments, and he will give you the details on that. Before he comes, I wanted to say on the air, on YouSwap Radio, the Anointed Dynamic Teaching, Preaching, Exhorting, Exegeting, Man of God, who has been coming to you it's been 2 years now here on Blog Talk Radio, since 2007. He has been, as of August the 7th, 2009, ordained as an elder in the Lord's Church. So congratulations to him on the year. We will be, you'll be seeing different congratulatory images and postings on the various webpages of Urban Glory. The month of September, we will be doing various things online celebrating the ordination. And for those of you who are in the D.C. metropolitan area, and also the family members of Dr. Breland, Elder Breland, we will be having a celebration here locally in the D.C. metro area. So stay tuned for that. You will be getting communication correspondence online as well as by phone concerning that celebration. He celebrates 20 years of ministry this year. And I was going to say how many years of life he celebrates in the month of December, but I'll let him do that. But he has been preaching for 20 years and started at a very young age, so just do the math. But God has been great for this, great to this ministry. Many veins are coming up, even the end of this year, 2009, as I've just mentioned, the celebration and some major changes to the events of the itinerary of Urban Glory campaigns due to the elevation that has happened for the founder. We are actually on the road on our way back to the main city that we're going, that we record at. Well, we're on the road, so in a few moments you're going to hear some traveling sound effects, but we will still be on the air with you all. Also, I wanted to give an announcement concerning Rhema Group. Those of you who are in the Northern Virginia, D.C. metropolitan area, and even those of you who live in PG County, Maryland, Prince George's County, Maryland, we are starting up again. We have already started up again, excuse me. The Rhema Group started again this month. We'll be continuing convening the meetings in Northern Virginia. The Rhema Group, we have some great things in store. We have special series that we'll be recording and bringing forth before those who are in attendance and for those who actually want to partake by purchasing the series. They will be available, teaching, foundational teaching as well as advanced teaching or advancement teaching concerning faith and life. And we're real excited about that. Great things are in store for Rhema Group. We'll also be having ministry initiatives that will be specific to gender as well as to age groups that will be initiated this fall and more so in 2010. Also, a Maryland location that we will be starting very soon, and stay tuned concerning information about that. Elder Breland will actually be coming in just a few moments. He is back in the studio, and we're going to hand it over to him. But stay tuned for great things in Urban Glory campaign. Well, that's it for my part. Here is Elder Breland.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let's go on the radio broadcast. I'm delighted to be on the air again. And I want to give you some exciting news, some transitioning news. And it's important that you know that we have the best interest of the believers and of this ministry in mind. And as you know, I've been elevated and I'm going to be elevated again, hopefully by December, so that I can better serve this ministry in the capacity in which the Lord has ordained me to be at this particular point. I am grateful to the Lord that I was consecrated to the office of the elder in Orange Church, and I am delighted to be able to serve in that capacity. And like the songwriter wrote, to serve this present age, my calling to fulfill all my powers engaged to do the master's will. I'm delighted to be back and to be with you. This week I'm going to revisit the secrets of sanctification, and we're going to go in an in-depth dialogue on the secrets of sanctification. I felt that it was so good. If you got part one of last week, we're going to expand it to three parts, and you're going to be forever blessed by the word of God. As we fearlessly proclaim this glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that we are on the threshold of something magnificent when it comes to this particular season in our ministry. And in order to accommodate, I'm going to make some changes. But before I do that, I'm going to have our president of the organization come back on for a few minutes and kind of share about the Spirit Straight Talk radio program and some of the things that you can look forward to. Come September 1st, the ministry is going to be in a completely new direction, if you will. Not necessarily a new direction, but we're going to strengthen the direction that we're going, and we're going to strengthen the focus to better serve you, the body of Christ, and the believers. We're going to be adding the blog writing aspect to this particular broadcast, so you can not only hear the word and receive the word, but you can have the word written and transcribed to you. You're going to be able to go through with me with the notes so you can keep up with me, because I'm going to get faster and faster, and we're going to get more content on in a more organized fashion, so you will know what the Spirit says to the church. And I'm going to ask her to talk a little bit about the Rhema groups, and I'm going to ask her to talk about the Spirit Straight Talk in the new direction, and then I'm going to ask her to speak to the women in ministry. I want her to give some information of how you can contact the organization if you are a woman in ministry, and talk about some of the advantages of being a woman in ministry in fellowship with our ministry. All right, so the next voice you're going to hear is the president, and then I'll be back with some exciting and some transitional news.
Hello again, you swell listeners. This is the president of Reverend Glory Campaign, Selena Olivia, back again, speaking to you tonight. It's a great night. The breeze is beautiful. I'm ready to be indoors. So, but as the CEO and the Episcopal elder-elect of this organization has directed, I'm going to speak to you about Rhema groups, as well as Spirit Straight Talk and the direction Spirit Straight Talk is going. For those of you who, to introduce to some and represent to others, Spirit Straight Talk Radio is the sister station, radio broadcast, of USWAT Radio. USWAT is directed to the training, spiritual training, of those who are seasoned in the Word of God, and or those who are in leadership of preachers, as well as preachers, those who are in ministry, as well as those who are in business, faith-based business. Spirit Straight Talk, on the other hand, is for everyone. It speaks to the needs of each believer, whether they are in ministry or are in the congregation, the health needs, the soulish needs, and the spiritual needs on a daily application level. So we have talked about things concerning our youth. We've talked about things concerning women. We have had the CEO, Dr. Breland, Elder Breland himself, come on and speak to the men, Spirit Straight Talk to men. We, in the month of September, the first Saturday in September, we are going to talk about how to study the Bible. The first Saturday in October, we will have a roundtable discussion with various believers coming from different aspects of life, with different perspectives, but all centralized on applying the Word of God to their lives. So those who are in different type of life situations, such as those who have been through divorces, those who are single, never been married, those who are married, those who are married with children, or those who have children, have had children before coming to the Lord, or even after coming to the Lord, had children and without a wedlock, and the different type of life situations that are presented with those type of situations in life, the different aspects of those life situations, how to make godly decisions, and allow the Spirit of God to lead you in those different life circumstances. So that will be the first Saturday in October. In 2010, we are going to have at least twice, broadcast at least twice a month. But right now, we're going to continue with once a month. And we will include also the Dominion Academy sessions one night of the week. They are recorded on Wednesdays. It will either be that Friday to follow or that Saturday. I will let you know of when we will be airing it. It may be live. It just depends on the equipment availability at the location, the on-site location. But it will air, whether it's that night or before that week is out, between that Wednesday and that Saturday. Spirit Straight Talk will air so that you can hear. Excuse me, not Spirit Straight Talk. Rainbow Group will air on Spirit Straight Talk so that you can hear what is being taught concerning the daily application teachings, the basic faith, foundational faith teachings for every believer, the daily application, aspects of daily application from the Word of God. You will be able to hear that. Please excuse the noise behind me. We're still on the road, so there's a vehicle playing music, not being aware of their surroundings. Okay, I'm actually going to handle that because that's not. I apologize. Give me one moment to relocate the vehicle. Okay, you swat. We have, and some of our broadcasts have continued through a lot of changes. That's one thing about radio. You can, especially with the way that things are set up now, technology is set up, you can record anywhere. So, at any rate, Spirit Talk, we have some great things in store. We have the Believer's Roundtable discussion, which I spoke about, and we're also going to have holiday-centered broadcasts where we'll talk about, and in December we want to talk about how to create traditions for your family for holidays, and not only just being creative with the types of activities that you have, but being divinely creative and divinely directed concerning the actual the actual memorial that you create. What do you remember during that time? What is it centered around? What types of dynamics within the activities that you do when you're celebrating the various holidays would glorify God in its purest form? We get so commercial when it comes to Christmas, especially. And even when it comes to Easter, or what we call Resurrection Sunday, even with the religious aspect of it. Many of us get a nice outfit, but remembering why that holiday was even created by man, to recognize what? Recognize the Easter Bunny or recognize Christ himself and what he did, the foundation of our Christianity, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is why we celebrate on that particular day. Christmas is for the celebration of the Messiah coming to the earth, God in flesh, Emmanuel, Jesus Christ himself coming in flesh to the earth. John says, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word made flesh, Christ himself. Christ himself, and that's who we celebrate. We celebrate him coming into the world, his birth. And that is the purpose of Christmas. So we must, in our shaping our activities, as a family over for dinner, there should be a central theme of celebrating Christ coming to the earth. Because if he didn't come, he couldn't die. He had to put on flesh. the Word had to become flesh in order to die, to shed blood, so that there could be remission of sin, and man could be reconciled back to God. So the end result was the resurrection. And in order for the resurrection, he had to be born. He had to be born to die. So that's how we, with those truths, and that's what we shape our holiday celebrations around. Not a nice outfit on Easter, and not a bunch of gifts on Christmas, but we celebrate according to Christ himself. So that's where Spirit Straight Talk is going. And Elder Breland is back, and I basically just sent him, so I can pass the mic right over to him. Okay, you asked me to talk about Rhema Group. You asked me to talk about Spirit Straight Talk. What was the other day? Women in Ministry. Okay. We'll talk about Rhema Group when we talked about Spirit Straight Talk. So let me talk about Women in Ministry. I couldn't talk about what does Women in Ministry?
What does Ministry have
on? Okay. Well, for those of you who've been listening consistently to the broadcast, you know that we have broadcasts specific to your certification as a woman in ministry and in leadership as a whole, whether you're a woman who operates in ministry in the church or if you're a woman who operates in business with a faith-based foundation in your business. Urban Glory Campaigns, as the founder has set the tone for this, is a high supporter of anyone in ministry, whether they are male or female. For we know that there is no male nor female in Christ, meaning that we all are speaking spirits who have various gifts that God has ordained and appointed us for. And we recognize everyone in ministry, no matter what gender they are, and even with ages. We do not have respect of persons, just as God does not have respect of persons. If you are called to ministry, we have set up this broadcast for you. Whether you are presently operating in ministry or preparing to operate or have been operating for years, this broadcast is for all of you who are in either of those different situations, ministry situations, preparation, operation, or season. This broadcast is for you. So for women in ministry, me being the president of Urban Glory, and you hearing my voice quite a bit, and I have my perspective is brought to the table as far as preparing for the broadcast. You have a woman in ministry who's been in ministry for a while, come from a lineage of preachers. In fact, my great-grandmother was a major, major pillar in the Church of God in Christ. I was trying to think of how to really put it into words, but she did many things in the Church of God in Christ. Very, very, very excellent businesswoman. She was in music as well. I get a lot of my giftings have come from her. My father is in ministry, my mother as well as in ministry, and on both sides, my father and mother's side, there are preachers and pastors. So ministry is in my genes. And as a woman in ministry, a lot of times as you grow up, you see those who are for or against it, and too many times it's more one over the other, ones who are against women being in ministry, thinking that we're not capable, that will be too emotional. I'm not necessarily a very emotional woman. There's many women who aren't like that, but we are a group, and we are grouped and assumed to be emotional and not capable of doing business. Sometimes I'm viewed as harsher or more stern than some men. That's just how God has created me. So making assumptions because a person has a certain anatomy is wrong, and it's something that we frown on here at Urban Glory Campaigns. And what we do smile on and sanction is everyone being treated as a speaking spirit which is the definition of humanity. Everyone being treated as the sons of God that we are. We are created by Him in His likeness and Him, and all of us, no matter what gender we are. So some of the women in ministry, you have just as much of a potential being edified as well as participating in this organization. The CEO is definitely the CEO, and he is the founder of this ministry. And there are many women who are staff in this ministry. If you stay tuned to the main webpage of Reverend Glory, we're going to be posting the different staff members and photos of them and descriptions of what they do here at Reverend Glory. We have about two handfuls of persons on staff, most of them more on a contracting basis. They do certain work for us as needed. And there are some who are continual staff, and 80% are women. So this ministry is very embracive to women at an executive level. All of our staff is treated as executives, as experts on in their particular field that they contribute to the organization, whether they're media specialists, whether they are in into technology, or if they're administrative, or if they're communication related with people. They're all treated as executives. So as a woman in ministry and in business, you are welcomed here at Urban Glory. You will not be pressed down. You will not be suppressed. You are welcomed. You will be celebrated just as any other person who enters into the ministry, as a man would be. You'd be treated the same way. There will be correction when the correction needs to be administered to whoever, whether you're male or female. We have a women's conference that is coming up the beginning of 2010, and we will be announcing that, so stay tuned concerning that. We have some e-conferences that are coming up from U Squad, Holy Harvard by name, and Leadership Institute again. We'll be coming back with that. Vision Institute as well, and many other e-conferences that are designed for your education and your growth. You will not only hear information, but you'll see information, documentation. We'll also have audio and visual presentations that will be available for purchase. We have some things that are for your edification and your growth as a minister. If you continue to listen to Youth Squad, you continue to stay tuned and things that are going on in Urban Glory, you will grow, you will be edified. No matter what role you play in church and in life, you will be edified in some way, whether it's Youth Squad Radio or Spirit Straight Talk Radio or any other ministry initiative, Urban Glory campaigns. We are here for you. I'm going to pass the mic back to Elder Breland. Definitely stay tuned for the things that are coming up at the end of this year and 2010.
Well, praise the Lord. I thank God for my president. Now, we're going to be doing, I thank God for my president. We're going to be doing some shows together and just doing some discussions and everything. So you're going to look forward to it. I'm sure it's going to be hilarious because me and her have two different personalities. But when we come together, it's funny. So you'll get a chance to enjoy us. We're going to be talking about relationships come 2010. I am going to be doing a very in-depth family unit study on the household of faith. And I'm going to be dealing with that term and kind of bringing a different light on the household of faith. And I have several questions that go beyond that teaching, but that's in 2010, summer of 2010. So you want to prepare your hearts for that in advance. I'm letting you know. Next year we're doing a women's conference in the beginning of the year. Next summer or early fall, we're doing Conclave 2010, which is a ministers' conference that I'm telling you, every spirit-filled minister will want to be at that conference next year in 2010. But you don't have to wait. This year, we're doing the Visionary Conference, the Business Conference, and the Holy Harvest Institute. I'm so excited about Holy Harvest, I can burst. Holy Harvest is bringing a Bible college in 4 weeks, a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior class. You can graduate from Holy Harvest 2009 in 4 weeks if you listen. And we're going to have awesome teachers, awesome teaching on the things of God. And I'm telling you, you're going to want to be a part of that. We're going to have the registration on our Blog Talk Radio site and our ministry website so you can get that information of how you can be a part and learn how you can receive a certificate of completion. Also, as I said to you earlier, coming in September, we're making various changes. One of the major changes is that this is the last Sunday that we're going to be broadcasting as a ministry until further notice. The Lord directed me to consolidate, to give my staff a more opportunity to rest and relax on their weekends. And with the schedule of the church services and ministry function, it's a lot more challenging to try to minister on a Sunday when we're trying to prepare for the rest of the week. So please be prayerful for our organization. We're doing everything we can possibly do. We're doing everything that we could possibly do to strengthen the communication and the ministry, and the excellence of this organization. Now, my goal is for by the second week of September to have a whole new format for the ministry. We're going to consolidate, but when we consolidate, we're going to have more information. Timeless Teaching Tuesdays is going to be expanded. We're going to have more broadcast information, and we're going to go till 12 o'clock. Lately, we've been just doing it till 11 o'clock, but we left the 11 o'clock hour in order to accommodate people who wanted to hear the word a little earlier. And so now we're going to expand for both audiences to be blessed from 11 to 12 each Tuesday and Thursday night. And we're going to have material that I'm telling you you're going to want to be a part of, and you're going to want to be to have that information, because I'm telling you the teaching that we have is set to minister to the minister. And you will not find these types of teachings from any other ministry. Not that we're trying to be different, not that we're trying to be grand. We are simply on an assignment, and the Lord has given us a special anointing to minister to the minister. And I think you will be extremely blessed if you participate in this particular event. In addition to that, saying that, we're also are going to have questions and answers. I want to answer ministry questions, and I've already set preference on things of what we want the ministry to accomplish and how we want to be there for you as ministers. Well, this is your opportunity. Simply write in your questions. Email us ministry questions that you have about the ministry that you want us to address. Beyond just sexual misconduct of ministers, we have information from people who are dealing with those types of issues, and Spirit Straight Talk will address a lot of those issues and things like that. But this program is designed to minister to the minister, and in order to do that, we want to keep it ministry oriented, outside of the bounds of sexuality. And I want to be able to answer questions pertaining to ministry, how to relate to other ministries, how to establish a traveling ministry, how to raise an offering properly, how to start a church, how to deal with conflicts in the church, how to deal with peer pressure, how to deal with sermon development, how to deal with theological discourse, things like that. I will be more than happy to do the research and to get back with you the answers, but I need you to bring the questions in. So if you're listening and you have ministry questions, how to get networked in ministries, how to start a ministry fellowship, how to plan a church, all of those questions can be answered through this ministry. We got material already ready for you, and we're more than willing to be able to answer those questions, and I'm going to be asking you to send in those questions, and we're going to give you a calendar. There's going to be a calendar on the Blog Talk Radio site so you can know in advance what you're going to be receiving as a result of the teaching that is given to the ministry. I'm working even harder. I have another ministry opportunity that's going to be announcing soon. I have to meet with my executives to kind of finalize it. I generally sometimes I go ahead and tell what's going to happen without conversing with my support staff, and they get overwhelmed. So I'm trying to do a better job at it, have that done for you. But you are in for a treat. With reduction of the thing, it gives you more opportunity to prepare to receive the word on Tuesday and Thursday. But we're going to have timeless teaching, but we're not going to only go through book studies, but we're going to give you timeless teaching from the Word of God, the right division of the Word of God. And I'm excited about that. In addition to that, we have a lot of fellowship opportunities. I told you about Holy Harvest, the business meeting, the visionary conference. All of those are going to be online, internet conference, through the USY radio program, through the Spirit Straight Talk radio program. You'll be able to listen to hours, countless hours of the Word of God. I would encourage you, those of you who have been listening for a while, to download some of the things that are going on in our ministry. Download all the ministry material that you can, because there's coming in time that you're not going to be able to do it because we have so much information. We're going to store that, get that off there, and you're going to have to purchase it. Praise the Lord. So I would encourage you, if you have not downloaded things from our organization, to get in the habit of doing it right now, because come November, you will not be able to do that any longer. Well, we thank you for listening to the broadcast tonight. I'm going to cut it short tonight, give you a time. Thank you for listening. Those who listen to me on Sundays, you can download 24 hours a day. All the teachers we taught on Sundays, all the teachers that we've taught throughout the year, you can listen to on a systematic basis. We have a lot of good teaching that's already out there. You can download it at will. You can listen to it at will. And we're so thankful to the Lord of what He is doing for our organization that we want you to really get involved and be a part of this great, 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 magnificent work that the Lord is doing. Well, this is LeBron Brillen, the founder of Urban Glory Campaigns and the host of USWAT Radio. I believe that whatever you set your hand to do, you will do, because greater is He that lives within you than he that's within the world. And I believe that you will have a prosperous week, and that everything that you have set to do will come to pass, and you will live long and live strong. Be blessed and be empowered. Father, we thank you for this Sunday study. We thank you for all that we learn on these Sunday studies. We will not take it for granted, but we will empower our ministry the more by becoming consistent in your word and more consistent in your word. And Father, as your ministers go forth and proclaim the word of God, I pray a special anointing on them that they will have grace to accomplish what they have set out to do in ministry for your word. And you alone will get all the praise, honor, and glory for it. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Thank you for listening tonight. God bless you, and good night.